You're listening to SBS News.
The idle streets, vacant shops and deserted beaches across Bali tell a sobering tale of how the island has been devastated by the pandemic. The throngs of tourists are long gone, and so too the jobs that so many rely on.
March last year was a nightmare because I lost my job. It's when the COVID spread to Indonesia, Bali have to close a lot of restaurants, hotels.
Bali native Puspa had been employed at an award-winning restaurant that was popular among tourists. When the pandemic struck, she was laid off, and like so many on the island, the 23-year-old has been unable to find a job since.
I really worried about the future of Bali because it's already 1.5 years and Bali closed, no tourists, no job for everybody.
Tourism has powered Bali's prosperity for decades, accounting for roughly 60% of the island's GDP. Bo Holmgreen, the head of local NGO Scholars of Sustenance, says without tourism, there are few ways to earn a decent living, and so thousands are going hungry. Over the past year, the charity has been distributing meals to families in need.
So jobs are gone and salaries are gone, and therefore there is no food. We operate 4 kitchens around Bali, and we have cooked like crazy. Last year, we supplied 1.5 million meals to Bali.
The island was set to reopen to international tourists this month, but then came Delta. The highly infectious variant has swept across Indonesia at a devastating pace, with Bali no exception.
Sadly, right now, it is getting worse. With the lockdown being extended, the future arrivals of tourists is not looking very promising.
Data shows there were almost 145,000 people unemployed in Bali in 2020. That figure is a long way up from the 39,000 in 2019. But the actual number could be much higher, with tourism also a key source of income in remote villages.
They work as labourers who help fix gardens, who help build villas. There was this consistent work available to the labourers of the district. Now that work has almost totally disappeared. Their incomes are now a third of what they were before and before they were on the poverty line.
Australian woman Margaret Barry runs the Bali Children Foundation, which since 2002 has helped thousands of children complete school and find employment. But over the past 17 months, the charity has had to shift its focus from education to feeding families.
Those remote communities, often with very poor education, have very few resources to fall back on during this time. The impact is catastrophic.
Ms. Barry says many families now rely on the little money they make through clove harvesting and basket weaving. Kardec Giuliani, who runs a house of 7, says her family's income has decreased substantially over the course of the pandemic.
Before the pandemic hit, my family's income was $80 a month. And now we only make $30 a month.
Ms. Giuliani also worries about the future of her 2 sons, aged 8 and 10, who haven't been able to attend school because of lockdowns.
I'm very sad because they can't study well, can't see their teachers and friends.
Because of the pandemic, children in grades 1 and 2 in Bali have never actually been to school. Instead, they've been learning from home. But remote learning is difficult for many families, Ms. Barry says, as they are without access to the internet, and rarely can parents help because they themselves are illiterate. Her fear is that the island is at risk of losing a whole generation of children.
The impact of this long term is terrifying, because having worked for 19 years to get children educated so they can go out and get good jobs, we are now back with a situation of a new generation of children who are potentially going to grow up without being able to read and write properly.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.